After 13 seasons that included two Final Fours, five conference titles, and zero scandals, Ohio State has fired Thad Matta as the men's basketball coach. Athletic director Gene Smith blamed poor recruiting and says Matta eventually agreed to go, at least partially because of chronic back issues. Columbus Dispatch columnist Rob Aller has covered Matta during his entire time in Columbus.
Well, my main takeaway was it was time. I think Thad has been a little disappointed in coaching for a while, and I think he met with Gene Smith, and through a combination of Thad's health, the changing nature of college basketball, with bigger demands on playing time, with all the stuff that's not just pure coaching, X's and O's and getting to know the guys, I think he got a little tired of it. I think in that meeting, Gene saw that, especially when it comes to recruiting. And while I would not say it was a mutual decision, I think that Gene laid it out and Thad agreed with it, and off we go. Time for a new coach.
This really is an amazing fall from grace for a coach who not long ago at all was considered among the best. He took a team full of All-Americans and top recruits into the Final Four just 5 years ago.
Absolutely. You know, he took them to the championship game in 07. They went back to the Final Four. They've won a boatload of Big Ten titles. At one time, not too long ago, I would have put him right there among the top 10 coaches in the nation, top two or three in the Big Ten with Izzo at Michigan State. And I just think that things went a little sour. You know, there is a theory out there that when it comes to the recruiting, that a few years ago, maybe three or four, he decided to go with the blue bloods. He decided to aim really high, you know, the guys at Kentucky and North Carolina. And
his last
Duke and,
really elite recruit was D'Angelo Russell 3 years ago.
Yeah, and he got lucky on that one in some ways. But, yes, and he missed. And when you miss national players and then you don't give much attention to Ohio players or the wrong Ohio players, it's a double whammy. And I think it was started the snowball rolling downhill from a recruiting standpoint. I think there were other things. His back just gets very tiring, you know, to have to deal with that with on the recruiting trail. And I just think, hesitate to say his heart wasn't in it anymore, but I think
it's fair to say he sounded that way during the press conference. I think that's fair to say.
He absolutely did. Yeah, I don't think his heart is all in it. You know, I will say that. And I think Gene picked up on that. It almost felt more like a favor than a firing. In some ways, it's like Thad just needed somebody to point out to him that, and maybe take some time off, recharge your battery, but you can't do it on our time. It's kind of how I see it.
Matta leaves with the most wins in program history. Very big shoes to fill. He says he will participate in the search for his replacement. 3 months ago, I would have said the top candidate would have been Archie Miller, the Dayton coach and former Matta assistant who has since taken the head coaching job in Indiana. Who do they go after now?
Well, that's a great question because there's been a lot of movement. You know, there's Greg Marshall at Wichita State, who's, you know, a very successful coach, but I don't think that's probably the best fit for Ohio State. Archie Miller, I thought, was the guy. And, you know, if this had happened 6 months ago or 3 months ago or whenever it was exactly that Archie went to Indiana, I think Archie Miller might be the next coach at Ohio State. That's going to create a lot of banter among Buckeye Nation. Why didn't they do this earlier? We could have had Archie Miller. Well, I think Archie Miller is going to be a good coach, and a lot of people think Archie Miller is going to be a good coach, but there's no proven, you know, it's not proven that he'll be a good coach. So, yeah, maybe they missed the timing, but on things like this, you can't force timing, I think.
Thad Matta, the most decorated coach in Ohio State men's basketball history, despite never winning a national title, has been fired by the university, and a nationwide search for his replacement is now underway. Rob Aller from the Columbus Dispatch, thank you.
You're welcome.